Hello.
Hi, may I speak with Mr. Hernandez, please?
This is Julian. How are you?
Hi, Julian. It's Arlita. How are you?
How are you doing, Mr. Arlita?
I am doing all right. What's
going
on?
Long time no see. So, I had had questions because, so my mother had left to Detroit because she missed her family, her siblings, and her dog. And she's coming back down. I'm picking her up. I'm leaving tonight to go pick her up. And I wanted to get her, you know, her aid situation taken care of again. I could be her aid again.
Okay.
That's why I was calling. I wanted to see how that worked, if I had to go through a whole process or something.
What's your mom's name?
Evelyn Rabadan, Rabadan. She was approved for 56 hours. And I was her aide for a whole time, and then she left to Detroit.
Oh, so did she leave, like, her services were closed out?
No. No. She missed her siblings and her dog. So she went to go stay in Detroit for a little bit. It wasn't supposed to be a little bit. I knew it was going to be a little bit because she doesn't get along with her sisters too much.
Uh-huh.
So I knew it was going to be temporary. She was hoping it wasn't going to be temporary, but now it's a situation where I have to go pick her up as an emergency because there's been no effort to get her the assistance she needs up there in regards to getting her to doctor's appointments and getting her an aide up there and making sure that she's getting the things done that she needs done. She's landed up in the emergency room, I think, two times that I have been told because of things that are going on up there. So I'm trying to get her back re-enrolled, if that's what it's called, re-enrolled. Trying to get her back situated because she has the full-time aide, and once she gets down here, I got to get her back involved with all the doctors again. I'm reaching out to everybody little by little because I'm trying to have as much of it as I can get done before I go to pick her up.
I'm showing her.
And I know that I'm still one of you. I'm sorry to cut you off. I know that I'm still one of you guys' employees as far as that goes. So I was just wondering the rest of it, her portion of it.
She was discharged, but I'm going to look and see if she still has the insurance and waiver services. Give me one second.
Okay.
Date of birth. Let's see what we have. Inactive. Everything is inactive. She doesn't have any insurance or anything. So she's going to need to apply for services all over again.
Okay.
I would, do you still have her case manager's number with the county assistance office?
Yes, I reached out to her as well yesterday. I'm waiting for her to get back to me also.
Yeah. Everything was closed out, so unfortunately we have to start from scratch.
Okay, understood.
Let me see what you have in your file is the same. You guys last were active in September. So to get you started again, we would probably just need you to update your training and TB, and that's probably it.
Okay. Why was my file inactive? I mean, they contacted me to see if I was willing to take on another client, and I told them yes, I wouldn't mind. I forget who it was. It was a while back, though. They contacted me because she
Right.
only left in September, and I think it was like maybe October that I got a call asking if I was willing to take on another person, and I said, yeah, sure, that's not a problem. And then they never got back to me. So I thought I was still currently employed with you guys, just not working.
Right, you're not actively working. So you're inactive. It's not a, it's
Oh,
just
I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. I thought you meant terminated. That's okay, I'm sorry. Got you. All right, so I would have to update some things for myself as well. Okay.
yes. But I'm really concerned that she doesn't have anything. All of her stuff was closed out.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Once I get her down here, starting Monday, because it's going to be the weekend, because we're not coming right back. I'm leaving today to go get her. Then we got to put everything in the U-Haul. So we're going to be heading back this way Friday evening. So it'll be the weekend, and of course, nothing's going to be open or available. So I already have it set up so that Monday I can start making the rounds and getting in contact with people in regard to her doctors and stuff like that to get her reestablished. I didn't know that she doesn't have that. So she doesn't have that insurance, or she has no insurance?
I'm not showing anything in PA Medicaid.
Okay, so it could have been, could be, okay, so she has insurance for, okay, I hear you. I know she has, I believe she has insurance in Detroit. That's a good song, though.
Okay.
So, I believe she has insurance in Detroit. She has some from, she got something from up there, I think, a couple months back. So maybe that's why.
I can't see other states. I don't know. Not sure. I mean, I would hope that she would, not be without anything, but I don't know that.
Okay. Alrighty, well, I'm gonna like I said, I'm just trying to get stuff, I'm trying to get stuff pre-started so that way when I get her down here to, a little easier. That's why I reached out, trying to figure this out and make sure that we can get things going once we get her back down here.
So
So
what I'm going to do is when our administrator Yona comes in, I'm going to let him know that I spoke to you and what the plan is. And I'm going to see if we have anyone that can help you get her stuff back on.
okay. I would appreciate that.
You are very welcome. So I will give you a call back once I speak with him.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do what your mom says. I know it's hard.
Yeah.
My son is not really, we're not seeing eye to eye on things, but it's a little difficult when it comes to that little mother-son relationship.
Yeah, moms and sons, it either flows or it's a head bump. So, normally it flows for us, but there are some hiccups and bumps in the road, and we try to work through it,
Yeah.
She's stubborn, I'm stubborn, and I want what's best for her, and she sometimes doesn't see it that way.
And she's not thinking about you right now. You know, she's, you know, in her mature adulthood.
Yeah.
She wanna do what she wanna do.
Exactly. And the thing is that she forgets a lot. She's had strokes and heart attacks, so she forgets a lot. So we could have a conversation and she'll forget things and then be like, I never said that, or that never happened. And it's like, yeah. Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
But I don't argue with her. I just say, okay. Most times I let her have it. I say, all right, you're right. It didn't happen like that. Maybe I'm wrong. And I leave it alone.
Well, we were
and try to rectify the situation. Well, I have cameras in my house in the common. Yeah, I have cameras in the common areas. So, like, in the living room, the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
I have cameras. And they're constantly recording, you know, and I got them because for her safety, you know what I mean, because she can talk to me through them. There's a voice command on it where she can command it to contact me in a case of emergency, you know. So I got them for that very reason, and there's times where I'll play things back, and she's like, I don't remember that. And I'll be like, yeah, well, that's you.
Oh, that's you.
You know? But yeah, that's what I had to do. So just, you know, as a second, you know, as a backup plan for some things. I'll purposely take her and tell my mom, come to the living room. We'll talk about this. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Just for that reason, because I know it's recording and I can always play it back.
Yep. All right. Well, I will talk with Yona when he gets in and see if we can quickly get your mom back active again.
Okay, I appreciate it. And happy late Valentine's Day. I hope
oh,
you had a great one.
Thank you. It was nice and chill.
Okay.
How was yours?
Yeah, mine was all right. Me and my dog, we went out for, I got him a pup cup.
Uh-huh.
You know, yeah, I got him a pup cup and we just had ice cream. And there's a spot called Shells out here on Fish Street Highway, and we go there. You know, they're pet friendly, and I get him a pup cup. We sit there, we eat the ice cream. The kids would come up and pet him, and you know, he loves it. So, and then we watched a movie, Crazy Stupid Love. You ever seen it?
No.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. Crazy Stupid Love with Steve Carell and Ryan Gosling.
Oh, yeah.
Emma Stone.
I like Ryan Gosling. He's so silly.
Yeah, pretty good.
Great. I will give you a call back as soon as I get some info in who we're going to get to help.
All righty, young lady. I appreciate you.
All right.
You have a good one. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.